It's 7 minutes past six, and James Carlton joins us. Hello, James.
Good morning, Fran. I'll start with the markets. And in America, up again, but quite subdued. The Dow Jones just up 7 points. The S&P 500 about a tenth of 1%. NASDAQ better, up, growing 0.45%. And the Australian Financial Review has this for growth. Hockey offers states billions to sell off assets. And an airline story. Qantas could go foreign. There's a lot of crime and punishment to report as well. Haley search, the West Australian. Police use radar after crime squad turns up new Dodd lead, a missing person case from 1999. The Herald Sun in Victoria, it's top cop's Jill insult. Police apology after detective used Jill Maher's naked grave photo during a speech. And then there's the Sydney conviction of the man accused, now convicted, of throwing his partner out of a 15-story window. Killer's dark past. The Sydney Daily Telegraph, Sydney Morning Herald revealed killer's violent past. Guilty. And it's in the other papers as well. The Melbourne Age, Victoria, we have coalitions shunned by voters. It's a Nielsen poll, and there's an election early next year. Two-party preferred, we have Labor ahead in 54%. We have ACT housing within reach, the Canberra Times. Affordability, the best it's been within a decade, though construction off the boil. Parent checks the Adelaide Advertiser, parliamentary bid for compulsory competency tests of new mums and dads, and the Australian reporting asylum seeker disaster risk high as Navy stays out of Jakarta's zone. But the Jakarta Post this morning has better news in terms of the relationship. SBY seems satisfied with Abbott's response, and Aussie students ignore strained ties over spying. The people-to-people relations are strong, they say.